Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, final 45 minutes. We'll give way at 6:45 before we go back to the guest line. If you haven't seen it on your Twitter account, Duke University just announced it 2 minutes ago. Grade one knee sprain for Zion Williamson. He is day-to-day. He may be able to play Saturday night at Syracuse. All right, let's go back to the guest line. It's our buddy Gary McDaniel from ClemsonSportsNews.com. You can follow them on Twitter at ClemsonSportsNews, the best Clemson football, basketball, baseball, and recruiting coverage. Gary, I hope you're doing well.
Doing great.
Hey, listen, how in the hell are you preparing for things right now? Clemson's four games into the baseball season, hasn't had a game start at the original time, and yet we're all wondering what's going to go on at 4 p.m. tomorrow. I mean, it's got to be tough on all you website guys as well.
Well, the weather's playing tricks with everybody right now, so we're having to readjust and, you know, acclimate to what the team does with the schedule. Like the Tennessee Tech game that was scheduled yesterday is going to be now April 24th. Was kind of looking forward to that one. If you guys follow college baseball, that's the same team that led the nation in home runs last year. And Clemson was behind them, but the disparity between the two teams was like 30 home runs. And I think a lot of that had to do with Tennessee Tech's ballpark being a little league-sized ballpark. But, you know, that was something we were looking forward to seeing, and I guess we'll wait till April. But looking around at Clemson now, just, you know, watching the team, one thing that we did notice is, you know, the power. We thought this team would be looking for power, and it's got it. It's found the power that we thought they were looking for, and you know, it's very surprising to see the home runs coming out of that ballpark over the past weekend.
Yeah, not to mention freshman pitching as well. But, Gary, let's be honest. I'm not sure there's a team in college basketball that needs a win on Saturday more than the Clemson Tigers do. I don't want to say perplexed. I am flummoxed. Some big words there. I never saw 15-11 and 5-8 in ACC play coming out of this team with Shelton Mitchell, Marquise Reed, and Elijah Thomas returning.
None of us did. You know, they've had some really bad breaks along the way. This team is snake bit. That's the only thing I can just say to describe it. That game on Tuesday night, I sat there in the press box and took notes along with Lindsay Rhodes as she wrote her article on the game, and I just saw a team that got out-athleted. You could see the disparity in size. The biggest guy on Clemson's team was getting dwarfed inside the lane, and they were really doing a lot of damage to him, pushing him around. And that's how he got himself in foul trouble as early as he did and wasn't as productive. Once you take Thomas out of the game that way, you force Clemson to make shots. And they were just not falling the way they should until, you know, if they got spurts where they would hit a couple threes here and there, but nothing was falling. None of the floaters that normally fall when they rolled into the lane were going in, and a lot of second opportunity missed shots just took Clemson out of their game, and it's been like that all season. The Miami game prior to that, another example of having the game right there in their hands and unable to take advantage of that last second turnover. But yeah, we're all surprised right now, including Brad Brownell and his players where they're at.
Is there any way? Listen, I like to look at things. I know it's not a conspiracy. Most of the time in life, things even out over the course of time. But I go look at this year's schedule. There's been a lot of 9 p.m. Weeknight starts in Clemson and a lot of noon starts as well. I mean, those aren't the easiest times to play. I don't see anything that has been normal for this Tiger basketball team.
I've pointed at that schedule all year long. It's the ACC just like putting a bullet in Clemson. I don't know what they were thinking at the ACC offices to do that to them. Every home game on Tuesday night, 9 p.m., ACC-wise, every Saturday game at noon, they're just not showing them any love at all. It's kind of like they looked at it as, oh, Clemson's got a chance to do something this year. We might want to try to stop that. I mean, that's honestly the way it looks, because no other team faces a schedule as daunting as Clemson did at the beginning with the front-loaded schedule where you play the ACC's top contenders at the beginning of the year. And then the way they've scheduled it on out, it's been pretty frustrating for Brad Brownell as well. I mean, his team knows what's up. They're really fighting hard to get on a, get in a rhythm, and you can't do that with these kind of schedules.
So let me ask you, as we continue with Gary McDaniel from ClemsonSportsNews.com, follow on Twitter at ClemsonSportsNews. Gary, have things settled down? You know, today we were talking earlier, you know, it's day-to-day a knee sprain for Zion Williamson. But in today's day and age, you know, everybody overreacts. And we saw one on campus earlier this week with the Trevor Lawrence video in an intramural basketball game. At what point do we just allow kids to be kids and have some fun? I'm seeing people go, Clemson football now needs to tell their football players they can't compete in intramural sports. And I'm like, you, the more you try to protect somebody, the better opportunity you're going to give them to get hurt.
Yeah, you know, in this day and age, with the digital age and social media, we kids can't be kids anymore. They get this, everything they do is being under a microscope. So, you know, that those comments were going to come out about Trevor, you know, and pro and con. But as far as that whole Clemson controlling their players, I mean, I just relocated back to Clemson. We moved our offices back here recently, and I noticed a lot of players on campus on the scooters, you know, and that's what in the past had been a problem with a few years back. A few of the O-line guys got injured with scooters. But, you know, you just can't tell a grown man who's over 18 years old how he can drive to and from school and you know, determine what his off time should be. Like Dabo Swinney said, let them, you know, have their outside activities. That's kind of part of college life,
yes.
You know. Take away from that quality of college life, and then it becomes more of a job to these kids, you know. They don't let them go out there and enjoy themselves and experience college life.
I'm 100% in agreement with you on that. So next big thing is Wednesday, the kickoff of the spring practice, the defending national champions. Offensively, this team looks loaded. They're going to have to find something at tight end now that what Garrett Williams is going on to start his career as a Navy SEAL. But defensively, you got to replace 6 of 7 starters on the front seven, but there's a ton of talent there. And, Gary, one thing I love, 4 out of 5 starters on the offensive line return. There's depth there. So guess what? They're going to be going these new players as they, you know, look to get better, look to entrench themselves. They're going to be going to get some really good talent on that offensive line, and that will be beneficial. You know, much like last year when you were breaking in new offensive linemen against such a good defensive line.
Well, you know, that they like they always like to say around Clemson, iron sharpens iron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that offensive line being senior laden, like you pointed out, is going to be a advantage to the process of one, acclimation to the new guys, and number two, to help, you know, like you said, dissect what's there and see what shakes out of there. I think the defensive line with Jordan Williams and Niles Pinckney anchoring it. And you got to, there's a guy named Xavier Kelly everyone's forgetting about.
Yep.
Xavier Kelly is just moved from defensive end into the interior because he grew up to be 270-plus pounds, and he's got 4.6 speed. He's going to be a handful, and he will entertain a lot of double teams because of his speed getting into the gaps. So, you know, that was the thing that Dexter Lawrence did that brought a lot of acclimation to him. Was he took up a lot of bodies inside, and you know that's what you're going to see this year. Big guys trying to take up bodies, take on extra blocks, and free up that linebacking core, which should be pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So you know, it culminates on Saturday, April 6th, with the spring game. You know, what do you think the agenda is? Because, like I said, I look at 5-star talent at wide receiver, and then that's getting ready to be backed up with more 5-star talent when it comes to freshmen. Some teams do running back by committee because, guess what, they don't have a very good running back. So Clemson's a little different. They got way too much talent, so that's why they have running back by committee. Is the impotence for the offense, which is going to be special, Trevor Lawrence pulling the trigger, to find some type of weapon that you can use at tight end?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that weapon might be incoming freshman Jalen Lay. Okay. 6'6", 224 pounds coming in. He's an absolute freak of an athlete coming in. And you just, he's one of those guys that you just – you look at him and you go, wow, off the bus, he scares you if you're an opposing team. He's got great length, and his catch radius and ball skills are advanced. He came to Clemson's camp last year, and Coach Danny Pierman could not stop raving about about the progress that he had made since he had first found him. And now that he's on campus and had some time in this system, by spring ball, you're going to see this guy start to make waves. Look for Jalen Lay. I'll put that down. Mark that one down on your roster list for the spring game.
All right. So it's basketball at noon on Saturday with Boston College, a three-game set this weekend if Mother Nature cooperates for Clemson baseball against BMI, 4 p.m. first pitch set for tomorrow. It's spring practice. But, you know, one of the things, even though South Carolina won a national championship in women's basketball a couple of years ago, it gets, for whatever reason, relegated to the back burner. One of the biggest surprises around has been Clemson women's basketball. I think they have a higher number of wins this year as compared to last year to anybody in either men's or women's basketball. And Amanda Butler and the Lady Tigers, man, they may find themselves in the women's NCAA tournament here in a few weeks.
Oh, what a surprise. My vote for ACC Coach of the Year in ladies basketball is Amanda Butler. You go to the front page of our website right now. The first thing you'll see is yesterday we were at Little John and we spent some time with Coach Butler talking about this team and the Georgia Tech game, which is tonight, and where this team is going and where they're headed. I mean, this team, she picked up a team that was really, really hurting. I mean, if you follow Clemson basketball, women's basketball, you know the program is really, I mean, mediocre is not even a word. That was a goal last year, mm-hmm. Okay? This team didn't even qualify as mediocre. She's taken a team with a senior-laden squad and acclimated them and got Daniel Edwards to really step up and become the scorer that they needed and got themselves in a position right now with some quality top 25 wins to set themselves up for a higher seed than expected in the NCAAs and not just an NCAA appearance.
All right, tell us what's going on. Again, the website is ClemsonSportsNews.com. Baseball, basketball, football, recruiting, not to mention spring practice beginning next week. What all's going on? Because guess what? It's that time of the year where you get spread a little thin.
Yeah, you just mentioned it. There you go. That's exactly what's going on here with Clemson Sports News. It's basketball, baseball, and spring football as of right now. And we also went through a little bit of softball coverage, you know, getting everybody ready for next year's softball team. But, yeah, follow us at ClemsonSportsNews.com, at ClemSportNews on Twitter. And, obviously, anytime we call in, we love to talk to you guys.
All right, listen, hit me up when you're in Greenville, and we'll get together. Thanks. There's Gary McDaniel from ClemsonSportsNews.com. All right, it's open phones. Remember, we're out at 6:45. You know, your opinion on the way home, should he play? He's now listed day-to-day with a grade 1 knee sprain. It could have been a whole lot worse for Zion Williamson. Opinions are all over the place.
Smart Odds have been saying for a while that the New York Knickerbockers will be getting the number one pick in the NBA draft and will take Zion Williamson. But as of right now, they do not have the highest percentage odds of getting that number one pick. Who does? The Cleveland Cavaliers. And talk about being in LeBron James's shadow.
God almighty.
If Zion Williams goes to the Cleveland Cavaliers, he will never get out of that shadow.
This thing's going to get rigged. Number one, you don't have to have the worst record in the NBA to get the number one draft pick. You know, that's the ping pong balls. They put the ping pong balls in the machine based on, you know, chances the number 13 team doesn't have as, you know, many balls as the worst team.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no guarantee that you flop. It is going to be a massive flop, teams trying to get in position. I don't think the NBA in any way, shape, or form allows this next generational player to be in Cleveland. LeBron was one thing because he grew up in Akron, Ohio. He was a hometown guy, more or less. You know what I mean? They're going to want Zion Williamson in New York, in L.A., in something like that where they can build on it. Now, The Onion absolutely just cracked me up. Sometimes, you know, Twitter says Nike fires 8-year-old that made Zion shoes. So that was pretty good. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and call it. He's going to end up in New York City, Kevin Durant is going to sign a free agent contract with the Knicks. Somehow they're going to pull Kyrie Irving or somebody in. And guess what? The Knicks are going to try to be one of those next big teams in the NBA, a la how Golden State's been built. Now, historically, that's problematic. Why? Because the Knicks have done that before, back in the day with the likes of Patrick Ewing, John Starks, all those guys, and still couldn't get a title. So it's going to be interesting. But does... Even though he's technically a amateur till the end of this basketball season, you know, depending, the hot takes can stop. Should he play? Should he not? Well, he's listed day to day. We'll move from this moving forward. Did you see how much Nike's stock went down after the blowout of their shoe last night? Overnight.
Please tell me.
$1 billion.
Wow.
Now, of course, it's making its way back up. Do you think
if you were dumb enough to offload your Nike stock
based off that? Yeah, that you want to talk about overreaction right there. All right, getting back to it. Did last night's momentary short-term injury for Zion make him a lot of money? Because guess what? Nike's probably going to offer him a $100 million contract, and they should probably do it tomorrow, but not let him sign it till his Duke basketball season is over. I think now Nike owes him, number two in the long run, Diesel, as you love to say, any publicity is good publicity, because Nike has been just repeated over and over and over again here in just the last 24 hours, 22 hours alone.
Well, we're going to find out if Zion has any loyalty whatsoever, even a shred of loyalty and desire to be at Duke. Does he want to play again in, 10, 11 days? When they face North Carolina again, will he sit out? What's going to happen?
Coach K said this just a little bit ago. We don't have a timetable, but the preliminary reports that we have on Zion's injury are all optimistic. Very, very good. Now, do you take a shot at him? Do you personally? Everybody is entitled to their own opinion, Diesel. Even this Jussie Smollett guy, who was arrested this morning. Thank you. God, I'm so glad that that happened. He was taken to task by the chief of police of the Chicago Police Department, who said, you did so much damage to us here. And, you know, that's a black police chief. Even he's innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, correct?
Right.
So opinions are like butt sizes. They're all over the place. You know what I mean? Does your opinion of Zion change now that it's day-to-day if he doesn't play another basketball game for Duke?
Well, yes, I'd absolutely love to see Zion finish out the season. I mean, I'd love to see him play 4 years, but we know that's not going to happen. I'd love to see him go out and try to win 4 national championships, but that's not going to happen. At the least, I'd like to see him play out his college season. Finish the season. Give it all you got. Try to win 1 national championship and go out a winner. You know, I mean, look, we talked about it with the college football players skipping out on their teams, skipping out on bowl games. One of these days, maybe 15, 20, 30 years from now, Zion's going to have to look back, and any of these players, not specifically just Zion, any of these players are going to have to look back at themselves and say, was that a good decision or not? Should I have skipped out on my team? Should I have left these guys who I worked with? Did they mean anything to me? Do those guys mean anything to Zion? Do they mean anything to these players in college football who are leaving their teams early? Does your team mean anything to you? Or is it simply a stepping stone into the NBA?
This is not skipping your bowl game at this point. You know what I mean? You're skipping out on the rest of the season.
What do you think Michael Jordan, when he hurt himself, he was back in rehab getting ready and getting back on the court as soon as he possibly could.
Or Dominique Wilkins. Or again, that's a different generation.
Right.
You know what? It's a different type of commitment.
I want those players who want to play for and with their team.
I'm sorry, and I hope he's not listening because I know he listens from time to time. And it could not be a nicer young man than Deebo Samuel, the former South Carolina wide receiver from over at Chapman High School. I'm that guy on the South Carolina football team at that reunion in 20 years that takes the little shot at him. Hey, man, do you still wish you sat out that bowl game? I'm that guy. I'd do it to you just to needle you. That's what we do as friends, Diesel, at least you and I. We needle each other. I'm that guy. The thing is, what seemed good right now is going to hurt 20 years from now when your friend says that to you. But the reality is, let Zion make the decision that he wants to make and go from there. Imagine all this drama that we have been caught up in today when it comes to Zion and his future. The NBA has already announced that they're going to try to drop the one-and-done deal to where they can draft 18-year-olds. And I maintain, you better do something to keep this in check. All this is about one person in Zion Williamson. That's the God's honest truth. Last time we've seen this type of effect in basketball was LeBron James. You look at a LeBron, listen, LeBron could have been talented playing tight end for the Ohio State Buckeyes and then going on to the NFL. I'm convinced of it. Same thing with Zion. He could have been a tight end or an offensive lineman or, God, can you imagine him on the defensive line? Holy cow. But those don't come every year, Diesel. Do we have to have something in place for, again, I'll mention this name once again, for all the Sebastian Telfairs that make completely terrible decisions in the majority of the time? They probably didn't make that decision. It was the people that are handling them or their parents or whatever that forced them into it. You have to have something in place. Because for every time there's going to be a success of Zion, there's going to be 10 failures. So I don't know. To me, it's kind of like parenting. You know, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. But we're all going to get blamed for it every time a guy cycles out at 21 years old and ends up in prison. Well, it's our fault.
The truth is, what's the right decision to you, Sturge, is not going to be the right decision for somebody else. You never know what their family situation is. If they're in a financially strapped family, I say, by all means, go get what you can get. Help your family out now.
All right, I get it. But my point being, at 21, out of the league,
well, you know,
in
the thing
prison,
is,
how much did you end up helping
the
out
thing
that
is,
family?
Sturge, ultimately, it is the kid's decision. Nobody's yep. holding a gun to his head and saying, sign this or else.
I'm just saying in today's
ultimately,
day and
he
age,
decides.
Somebody's getting blamed for this. Whether it's society, us as sports fans, it will be turned back around. And look at how we have failed these young men. Just to give one or two the opportunity to go do something special. I don't know. It's interesting. You can give us your opinion at 844-GSP-ESPN. Diesel, we got to get out 1 or 2 minutes early because we're off at 6:45. We'll give way to what? Michigan, Minnesota in Big Ten basketball at 6:45. So we've got one more segment of open phones, but make sure you get us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. You can follow me at Sturgis Sports. You can follow Diesel at Diesel on Radio. Make sure you go to the ESPN Upstate website as well. Of course, the Health There text line is 71307. Just start your message with ESPN. We'll come back, close up shop, give you a little bit of an idea about what we're going to try to do tomorrow. The one thing is, we don't have any clue if we're going to be on the air or not. So, Diesel, here in studio, they have had the Zion play going over and over again. Maybe it wasn't Paul George's Nike shoes. Maybe there was some moisture on the floor. Is that Duke's fault? The way his shoe slid across that wood, man, I wouldn't be surprised if that might be a little bit of the case. But, again, we're out of here at 6:45. We'll give way to Big Ten basketball here in a few minutes. Tomorrow, we are supposed to be off. If Mother Nature holds up, Clemson baseball will take over at 4 p.m. We'll go into the game at 3:30 with the Clemson Sports Network. But right now, we don't know. So if we have to put a show together, we're working on it with a couple of guests that understand that, God forbid, we don't do a show, then it's not about them. But Diesel, let's have some fun on the way home real quick. I want to test your knowledge on a couple of things, all right? And then number two, if you're listening and you want to go on home and prove that you're smart and you learned something today, even great. But do you recognize the name of a restaurant called Chuck E. Cheese?
Of course.
Do you know what the full name of that mouse is?
Couldn't tell you.
Charles Entertainment Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese is actually a nickname.
Okay.
Had no idea. Do you know... Do you know the color orange was actually named after the fruit? You know, the fruit wasn't named for its color, but the other way around. Kind of interesting. The first known use of the word orange to describe a color took place in England in 1512.
All right.
What do you think? Who was the founding father of this great country of ours? Most people credit him at it.
George Washington?
Yep. He goes on to be our first president. What was his favorite thing to do outside of being awesome?
Make wood teeth?
That too. He was a prolific whiskey maker. All right. He produced close to 11,000 gallons of whiskey during his career. The site of a former distillery now makes a small batch whiskey to this day. That's my kind of president right there. But anyway, tonight you got basketball going on. This weekend, you know, I'm really looking forward. We will be there. We'll get stuff up on social media as we cover Wofford at Furman. And I'm telling you, that's one of the best basketball games of the weekend that a lot of people don't know about. But ESPN just made an announcement a few minutes ago, which I think is an entirely appropriate situation. Their Saturday morning show, College Basketball Game Day, you know, they take it on location this weekend. It was supposed to be at Syracuse for the Duke-Syracuse game. Well, they have announced now that they are going to do College Basketball Game Day in studio. No, it's not because of Zion and his injury. It's because Jim Boeheim, you know, last night, no fault of his, and a man was walking along the interstate, and Boeheim unfortunately came along, and his car hit him and killed him. And he did meet with his team earlier today, but did not stay for practice. So they just didn't feel like that was an appropriate situation Saturday morning for College Game Day at Syracuse in light of what happened. So I can't sit there and disagree. That's got to be a tough for both of those. Duke, you know, Zion being day-to-day. Jim Boeheim. Yeah, you know, quite honestly, Diesel, he's probably day-to-day as well. You know, people don't think, that's not something that you just brush off. You know what I mean? That's when you sit there and go, man, if I was 3 feet away or this, that, and the other, there's nothing that he could have done. You can't see somebody walking on the interstate in the dark. And if you do, you typically don't have enough time to react to it. And if you do react to it, probably a lot of times, Diesel, it ends up being like the Geico commercial with the squirrels. You win. So I think that is an appropriate day or appropriate thing. All right. Is hell freezing over, Diesel? Look at this photo.
Well, the sun did come back out today.
You know what it's doing at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena, California right now?
Snowing.
Snowing. Snowing in Los Angeles.
Love it.
Unbelievable. Go look at the Rose Bowl Stadium's picture on Twitter. Their account is at Rose Bowl Stadium. And yes, it is snowing in Pasadena. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Again, this weekend, are you going to watch any of the Alliance of American Football?
If I can ever find it on TV.
That was going to be my problem.
That's the hard part.
I
know it's available through the NFL Network.
I don't get it. All right, that's an app on my TV that I'm upset with, NFL's app. It will not load in. It just spins and spins and spins and spins because I was thinking that you were going to be able to access this past weekend off of their app on our 4K TV because I don't think I get the NFL Network as part of my YouTube TV package. Maybe I do. I know they have it on CBS Sports's channel, but the unfortunate part for this weekend, I got to go look and see where it's going to be played. You know, I guess you could always stream it over the website, but I want to see, you know, I want to see, number one, how Steve Spurrier, I'm an Orlando Apollos fan. Steve Spurrier cracks me up. Took him 2 weeks of being head coach of the Orlando Apollos before he trolled Tennessee football from a completely different league. So I'm going to watch some Alliance of American Football if I can find it, but I know this much, help permitting, Mark Ryan has got the crud right now. I mean, think about how tough this has got to be on him the last month and a half. These moves in from Houston, Texas, you know, Went to school in Florida, worked in Florida before he went to Houston. This last 40 days of the up and down weather and rain, it's probably got his body about as crazy as it's ever been in a long, long time. But he and I are supposed to be up at Furman at 4 p.m. for that tip off with Wofford. I'll be there either way. So, again, some things to pay attention to if you're on your way home and you haven't heard. Zion Williamson, he was diagnosed with a grade one knee sprain and is listed day to day. So whether he comes back, whether he doesn't, listen, it is made for great sports talk fodder all over the country today. Everybody has an opinion on it. This much I do know, Zion's the only one that can figure out what he wants to do. The only two that really should have any other influence, or maybe I give one more, is mom and dad, but also maybe Coach K as well. But he's going to be the number one pick in the upcoming NBA draft, whether he shuts it down for the season or not. But this much I know, it is getting ready to Nike's getting ready to pay him. I don't know how much, and I don't know when the contract goes down, but I think last night he probably earned that one. So here's your basketball games for this weekend. Clemson hosts Boston College in a noon tip-off at Little John Coliseum on Saturday. Also on Saturday at 6 p.m. over in Starkville, Mississippi, the Gamecocks take on Mississippi State. The Bulldogs get a one-point win in a crazy, crazy ending of a college basketball game last night in Athens, Georgia. So we mentioned Furman and Wofford at 4 p.m. And then they've got a couple of games next week. And then it's tourney time. Friday, March 8th, we will actually be in Asheville broadcasting from the Ingles Southern Conference Tournament. I mean, we are now just 14 days away from postseason basketball. Just seems like the Clemson-Alabama game just ended a week ago. So we are already down to another postseason when it comes to college athletics. Diesel smash or trash tonight on 93.3 The Planet. What we got going on?
We got a band called Hands Like Houses. A new group that not a whole lot of people know about. Pretty good. Check them out at 8:05. Also, I'm playing a game called Florida or 49 at 9:05 for a chance to win Weird Al tickets.
Let me ask, does it begin a man in Florida?
Well, that's the point of the game, is I'm going to read three news stories and somebody on the line is going to have a chance to tell me if that wild news story occurred in the state of Florida or any one of the other 49 states.
I think,
and if you get best two out of three, you win a prize.
Okay, Weird Al Yankovic, and he's coming to
Spectrum Amphitheater in Simpsonville in June.
All right, man. Listen, it's been a blast. We're getting ready to give way. We're going to cover Big Ten basketball tonight on ESPN Upstate. So have a blessed day. Maybe we'll see you at 4 o'clock tomorrow. If it's raining, we'll be on. If it's not, it's Clemson baseball in the first of a three-game set with the VMI Key Nets. Have a blessed evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.